broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers are one of the peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution unless it's Jesus' revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Man, Josh Phillips, our buddy over at the Epoch Times, just doing a phenomenal job. Crossroads Live is his show. And man, he has discovered a hidden transcript has been revealed. Oh, yes, your government literally lied to you, ladies and gentlemen, as they're trying to prosecute Donald Trump for the January 6th. They also lied and committed government overreach when they prosecuted all these people. The government's case, the Capitol Police and everybody, their case is unwinding before your very eyes. And I commend Josh Phillips of Crossroads, the Epoch Times, doing a great job. Listen to this coverage from Josh Phillips, then I'll add my commentary. Here he is.
It is not an accident. It's not some grassroots movement. It is being done as a government policy. Again, the Global Compact for Migration and a few others along the same lines. And slowly, I'd say the public is becoming aware. People are now starting to understand that, yes, this is a United Nations program, and they are facilitating illegal mass migration into the U.S. and into Europe. And they seem to only be targeting first world countries, and notably only the ones that are kind of standing against the global communist revolution. Now, AP said this: the Biden administration can keep operating a program that allows a limited number of migrants from four countries to enter the U.S. on humanitarian grounds. After a federal judge on Friday dismissed a challenge from Republican-led states, U.S. District Judge Drew B. Tipton said Texas and 20 other states had not shown they had suffered financial harm because of the humanitarian parole program. Biden's gaming the parole system by giving the illegals parole that allows up to 30,000 asylum seekers into the U.S. each month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela combined. Venezuela is one of the big countries, by the way, just doing a mass exodus into the United States. And of course, them being a country that is overrun by gangs and drugs as well, we're seeing some really violent Venezuelan gangs come to the U.S. A lot of the problems we're having are from those Venezuelan gangs.
Now, all right, well, go ahead and stop that. That's AP on the border.
Says, that was some-
go ahead and stop that. That's on the border. He has a spot in his speech. If you start it where it where it normally starts, if you just click on this link, it basically talks about, I guess they withheld evidence against Donald Trump. It is a disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. The subject says evidence that could exonerate Donald Trump over January the 6th was suppressed. This is kind of shocking, in my opinion, because it's like, this is serious indeed. Right? Evidence that could exonerate Trump over January 6th was suppressed. And you got to ask yourself some questions. By who? A hidden transcript has been revealed, which allegedly shows the United States House Select Committee is involved in this. The U.S. House Select Committee on the January 6th attack falsely claimed that it did not have evidence that showed former President Donald Trump's administration had indeed asked for National Guard help in Washington, D.C. This is crazy. Okay, I don't even know how to respond to this. Meanwhile, gangs are operating in the streets of New York City as they literally direct thugs of migrants. And so on one hand, you say this isn't related. On the other hand, you say that it is. They're saying Donald Trump created an insurrection on January 6th. Well, now he found out they withheld evidence that would exonerate him, showing that it's not true. He asked for the troops to stop the carnage. We have video proving even the QAnon shaman guy goes outside and says, Trump says to go home. We have that video. Now we have more evidence. Well, meanwhile, the illegals are everywhere. I talked about this last hour. The sheriff in Florida caught the government involved promoting illegal activity and illegals literally shuttling them around the country for free using the airlines to do so. And now here Josh Phillips is tying this all together with this. Pay attention.
Well, folks, something big. New information keeps coming out on January 6th, the so-called insurrection. And it turns out that, well, it's not what people are saying it is. And in fact, there was a major, major story that just came out on what took place that day. And it turns out that there was evidence that could have exonerated Trump, a piece of evidence that changes the entire narrative, and this information was being suppressed. Now, briefly, folks, take a moment to give some cheers to this because we've been reporting this previously. We've been saying it for years. We've been reporting this accurately, and the truth of what we've been saying is finally coming out in the public. The truth is now coming out. Trump pushed to have the National Guard deployed on January 6th, and his request was denied. Trump wanted to have security on January 6th, proper security, and it was denied. In other words, it was not Trump trying to overthrow democracy. It was somebody else trying to create chaos, it seems. The Federalist notes, former Representative Liz Cheney's January 6th committee suppressed evidence. The J6, remember we talked about this too. The J6 committee was altering evidence, suppressing evidence. They were doctoring videos and removing audio and taking things out of context and combining things and deleting evidence and so on. They were bringing in witnesses who gave false testimony and they lied to the public and then used their lies to shape legal attacks against Trump. That is falling apart right now because the truth is coming out. It's all falling to pieces right now. Now, of course, again, briefly, everybody who's watched Crossroads for a while now knows this already because we've been talking about it. The truth was out there, just it wasn't being widely reported. But it's coming out now, and that's what matters. Back to this, Federalist. Liz Cheney's Jan 6 committee suppressed evidence that President Donald Trump pushed for 10,000 National Guards troops to protect the nation's capital. A previously hidden transcript obtained by the Federalist shows. They tried hiding it. Cheney and her committee falsely claimed they had no evidence to support Trump officials' claims that the White House had communicated its desire for 10,000 National Guard troops. In fact, it says, an early transcribed interview conducted by the committee included precisely that evidence from a key source. The interview, which Cheney attended and personally participated in, was suppressed from public release until now. Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Ornato's first transcribed interview with the committee was conducted on January 28, 2022. And in it, it says, he told Cheney and her investigators, that he overheard White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows push Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to request as many National Guards troops as she needed to protect the city. He also testified President Trump had suggested 10,000 would be needed to keep peace at the public rallies and protests scheduled for January 6, 2021. And as we've been saying, folks, it was Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi who did not want that for some reason. But back to this point, Ornato also described White House frustration with Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller's slow deployment of assistance on the afternoon of January 6, 2021. So Trump was not trying to overthrow democracy. Trump was unhappy that the people he had in charge of security were not doing it. and that his offers for security were not being accepted. They were being rejected.
All right, pause. We'll go ahead and continue this after the break. I hate to play such a long clip from Josh Phillips, but he's nailing it. He's got hard evidence that they lied to you. They told you that Trump wasn't, that he was an insurrectionist. He literally recommended and proposed and suggested 10,000 troops to protect the Capitol. How is that an insurrection? Your government is being exposed, ladies and gentlemen, as absolutely corrupt to the core. Rogue agents in government are out of control, and we must stop them and bring our country back to its constitutional standard. Will you help us? Hang tight.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, so back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Crossroads is a broadcast done on the Epoch Times by Josh Phillip, dear friend of mine, great reporter. He's talking about this horrible but sobering reality check. Evidence that could have exonerated Donald Trump over January 6th was suppressed. Yes, indeed. A hidden transcript has now been revealed, which basically they say allegedly, because again, we need due process for people. I get it, but this is pretty damning. Shows the U.S. House subcommittee on the January 6th attack literally falsely claimed that they didn't have any evidence that showed former Donald Trump's administration asked for National Guard in Washington, D.C. to protect the Capitol. He did. The proof is there. Not only do you have the transcript that we just got, that Josh just focused on, but we also have a video where even the QAnon shaman comes outside after hanging out inside with the cops and everything else. And he goes, hey, Donald Trump is asking everybody to go home. It's time to go home now. We played that video several weeks ago on the show. But Josh Phillips continues. This is riveting. Here it is.
Assistance on the afternoon of January 6, 2021. So Trump was not trying to overthrow democracy. Trump was unhappy that the people he had in charge of security were not doing it, and that his offers for security were not being accepted. They were being rejected. Trump wanted there to be security, and it was denied by some of the very people now accusing him. Now, it says not only did the committee not accurately characterize the interview, they suppressed the transcript from public view. So they lied to the public about what was said during it, and then they suppressed it from the public so you cannot see what was actually said. They hid it, and then they lied to you about it. And notice that on top of that, committee allies began publishing critical stories and even conspiracy theories about Ornato ahead of the follow-up interviews with him. Ornato, it says, was a career Secret Service official who had been detailed to the security position in the White House. Now, add to this some of the other evidence coming out. Again, Ms. Hutchinson also lying on record, being accused of that. Trump allegedly now turns out did not try to seize the steering wheel and drive his limo to the Capitol. Trump supporters did not, in fact, have all the munitions and everything else that they were accused of having. It turns out that was hearsay. There was lie after lie after lie that was being told, and the J6 committee was the main hub for many of these lies. The truth is coming out. Again, they tried deleting their evidence. Of course, the Republican committee has actually managed to recover the deleted files, and we're very likely going to see more and more of the truth come out, well, as it's released. Now, of course, if you've been watching Crossroads, you'll know that we've done three documentaries now. We did the real story of January 6th, the real story of January 6th, part two. We also did a special feature showing a lot of the unreleased footage. Everything we've been reporting is now being shown to be true. Everything we've been saying and we've been attacked for, I've been personally attacked for, all of it is now being shown to have been true. And what is being shown to be false is everything else you've been told. This whole narrative on January 6th is falling to pieces, and people are mad. People are suing already. As the truth comes out more, you can expect more lawsuits. You can expect maybe even some of these J6 judges and others to start getting some heat on them, because especially when Trump comes back into office, he wants there to be investigations into every single person who was involved with the legal attacks and the manipulation of all of this. And maybe this is one of the reasons also, I'd say, why the January 6th committee destroyed their evidence after Democrats lost control of the House of Representatives. Because we now know that they lied, they altered evidence, they created false narratives, they lied about what was even said by some people who testified, and then took actions to hide the actual testimony from the public. These were used in criminal prosecutions. Innocent Americans were thrown in the gulag, essentially, using these false claims. The public, the jury pools were poisoned through the lies of these individuals. And then, when everything was said and done, they lost control of the House. They tried destroying their evidence before it could be shown to the public. They deleted it. And of course, now that's been recovered to an extent. And of course, now the truth is slowly coming out. And as we see it coming out, we now see the lies and we see the deceit. And the American people are starting to understand, finally, what really took place on January 6th. Now, folks, on the topic of the January 6th lies, I've been exposing many of them in my documentary, The Real Story of January 6th, Part 2. And that documentary is out right now, where myself and Joe Hanneman, one of our main reporters on January 6th, reveal shocking evidence of how the wide-ranging prosecutions of January 6th defendants have been handled with what I'd say is injustice. The link to watch that documentary is in the description. I highly recommend seeing it. And I have to mention, the Epoch Times has been at the forefront of a lot of the January 6th reporting. We've been attacked like you wouldn't believe for what is now being shown to be the truth. We've been telling you the truth this entire time. We've been attacked. We've been maligned for it. We've gotten threats over it. You know, everything. But everything we've been telling you now is all coming to the surface. Everything we've been telling you is now being shown to be true. And frankly, hey, we should all celebrate the truth coming out, because we've been saying it for a while. We've gotten access.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Josh. We'll let that go. Josh Phillips doing a phenomenal job. And like I say, I've been focused on my Operation Reach Out agenda, and it's incredible how many people are on this agenda already. I see it for what it is. And I'll tell you about the Clay Clark stuff I was involved in last weekend, too, because they're doing Operation Reach Out in their own way. A lot of like-minded Americans are on this. I can't take credit for it all, but I can say that we're all aboard together working on this thing. Evidence that could have exonerated Donald Trump was withheld. Literally, they lied. All right, the hidden transcript has now been revealed. We got it. Okay, now Trump driver contradicts J6th false narrative claim. What am I talking about? Well, you remember when they basically said, oh man, Donald Trump got crazy on January the 6th. He tried to grab the steering wheel or lunge at another agent and all this kind of stuff. It's all false, says the firsthand. It's the most detailed, credible firsthand witness we have from the driver, says it isn't true. Even the New York Times admitting this now. Their headline says this: January 6th transcript casts light on Trump's capital demand by Luke Broadwater. That's the New York Times even. Okay. Anyway, when he got into his armored vehicle after his speech on January the 6th, Donald Trump immediately brought up a topic that he often does. Hey, how many people were in the crowd? Don loves that. But then they say within 30 seconds, his Secret Service says, well, the agent says, hey, Donald's commentary or discussion turned darker. Took a more, quote, contentious turn is how they call it. Okay. Basically, the Secret Service agent that was driving the car speaking out. Mr. Trump wanted to go to the Capitol, said, take me to the Capitol. But his lead agent, Robert Engel, basically said, no, it's not in the plan. There's no plan in place. We're not doing that. It was clear to me that he wanted to go to the Capitol. He was not screaming. He had his voice elevated, but he was not screaming and yelling. He did not grab the steering wheel. He was not out of control. It did not seem to me that he was irate. Certainly not. He never lunged at the steering wheel, never physically accosted one of his agents, contradicting one of the most sensational statements, claims, given to the House January 6th committee by a White House aide. The transcript that the driver provided is more detailed. So now you got two transcripts, really. One about the driver saying, hey, all this stuff is a big lie. And the other transcript saying, your government withheld evidence, tried to bury the evidence. Right? What do you do with this kind of stuff? I mean, this is literally exposing that rogue agents in your government are absolutely criminal and absolutely out to get Trump. I am calling on the government to dismiss everything against Donald Trump. And you say, wait a minute, Sam, Donald's guilty of some things. He may be. But when the cases are so tainted as they are now, to where we have caught the government in dozens of cover-ups and lies and manipulations. For example, Stuart Rhodes. They added, you know, this, you know, whatever enhancements to his sentence. He never had even had guns in the Capitol. He never even went into the Capitol building at all. The enhancements have been overturned in some cases now. The lies of the government, the fact that Stuart Rhodes was working with the Justice Department and working with the Secret Service, it proves it. They lied. And they said they weren't working with Stuart Rhodes, but they were, and now we caught them at that. They say, oh, Donald, you know, didn't do anything to protect the Capitol. Lie. He called for 10,000 National Guard to help. He also sent out the shaman and others who saw Donald Trump's tweet saying, hey, let's go home. They literally shut that down, too. Literally criminal activity everywhere by rogue agents in your government, folks, and it's got to stop. Anyway, the Epoch Times does such a great job. I just want to highlight Josh Phillip, dear friend. And Trump driver now contradicts J6 claim. Wow. Everything against Donald should be dismissed. Why? Because it's so tainted, so confusing to where you don't even know really what happened at all. But you know this, there are people with an absolute vendetta who in the committee in Congress would lie and say, we don't have any evidence about the driver when they did. We don't have any evidence. They let that story float that Donald Trump was beating up agents, grabbing the steering wheel, out of control. It's not even true according to what they knew and the testimony they had. They then claim that Donald Trump didn't try to stop this, that he led an insurrection. That's a lie. A hidden transcript by your government? Okay, where do we go with this? And I'm telling you right now, we've got gangs roving on the streets of the United States. They're operating literally in the open in New York now. Okay. They got fake green cards, fake social security cards, prostitution going on. It's just out of control. We got to do something about it. Hang tight. I got more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Intelligence officials sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially end the lives of 270 million individuals. The White House on the defensive. Reporters are told President Biden makes no apology for referring to Laken Riley's alleged killer in Georgia as an illegal immigrant during his State of the Union speech Thursday.
There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize.
Biden went on MSNBC over the weekend explaining how he regretted using that language and preferred instead to use the phrase undocumented immigrant instead of preferring the phrase illegal immigrants for people. Voters are taking part in presidential preference contests in several states across the country once more this Tuesday. This is both major parties line up support around the top two candidates, former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, ahead of the November general election. Votes are being cast Tuesday in Georgia, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Washington State. Americans are anticipating that high prices will remain for the foreseeable future. According to a recent survey conducted by the New York Federal Reserve, of course, that's not what central bankers say they think. A former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston, South Carolina, says Barnett died Saturday from a self-inflicted wound in his truck. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
This is absolutely hot news, ladies and gentlemen. Trump driver contradicts J6 claim, ladies and gentlemen. But I got a new headline that basically says Secret Service, driver's account of January the 6th, just demolished what the anti-Trump forces have to say about it. Wow. There you have that. This is crazy town. I don't really know how to respond to this. When the Secret Service driver, his account of January 6th, just demolished what anti-Trump forces say happened. That is huge, right? And now the Epoch Times doing a phenomenal job put out their original January the 6th documentary, which absolutely contradicts everything the government put out, right? But now they put out what they call the real story of January the 6th, part two. The Long Road Home is now out, the Epoch Times. The Long Road Home, they're doing a great, great job, in my opinion, highlighting this. He's right. When Josh Phillip at the end of his, we've been attacked relentlessly for this, but we've been reporting the truth the whole time. I submit to you, that's been Liberty Roundtable Live as well. Now, they've been doing some great, great work over at the Epoch Times. I subscribe to it because I think it's so good. Their reporting is incredible. And I'm grateful for their leadership and involvement and their willingness to stand tall for the truth, regardless of the consequences. I'll tell you this. We need a lot more of that in America. That's for sure, don't we? We need a lot more where that came from. Big time. How do we deal with that? Well, the only answer is for the American people to decide to become incensed and enough American people to demand for accountability here. That is really our only hope, our only chance, our only opportunity, right? We've got to get that done. I don't know any other way. Anyway, I commend Josh Phillip. And the truth is coming out just like we told you that it would. We've been on the truth for quite some time about this. Anyway, I wanted to bring that to your attention because it's so critical, so truth-filled and so necessary. And you really got to realize gangs are operating openly on the streets of the United States and the streets of New York, directing markets for the masses of illegal immigrants. Now in the city, it is crazy. The gangs are including some with ties to the MS-13 gangs and a whole lot more. I mean, this is out of control, and we're just letting this go. All right. Meanwhile, I got to bring this to your attention. Meanwhile, Google's AI is completely fabricating fake quotes to smell or to attack truth tellers. Google's AI is completely fabricating fake quotes to smear truth tellers. Cassie B wrote this piece with naturalnews.com. Our dear buddy Mike over at Natural News doing a great job. Mike Adams, just great, highlighting this. What is happening? Google's AI literally creating fake quotes to attack truth tellers and conservatives. And now there's a headline that says, you know what? You can't even tell AI generated content from human content now. It's getting so good. Or it's so bad. I don't really know how to kind of tell you about it. It's so bad that we have to deal with this thing, right? I don't know really how to deal with this. But you literally have this situation where people are not even able to tell the difference between AI-generated stuff now and human-generated stuff now. It's getting so good. And I'm going to tell you a little story to kind of illustrate this point. I went to a Clay Clark event over the weekend. It was incredible. Great stuff. But they were showing how AI can work. And Mike Adams, our dear buddy over at Natural News, or Brighteon Networks, he's known as the Health Ranger, highlighted that, you know what, you can't tell the difference between these fakes and these truths and AI. So he's developing his own AI engine. Brighteon.ai, I think is what it is. And you'll be able to use that so that it'll be a database with a fair, honest engine, not a woke engine. And he went into the details about that, and he highlighted. Well, anyway, then they went on and they showed General Flynn. And they have this technology now that can take a General Flynn video, and they can literally translate that video to different languages in General Flynn's voice. Well, it's not really his voice, right? It's an AI version of his voice. It's a cloned voice. Because it then can speak the Chinese words that it translated it to. Furthermore, they have video editing technology that can move his mouth to match the speech of the language that it's been translated to. So now you got General Flynn on the screen speaking Chinese to a Chinese audience. And the Chinese is in his voice, and it's his lips move on the video according to the Chinese words that are said. It is something to behold. Now, I realize that's cutting edge and it's a little bit expensive to do right now, but they're going to be driving the cost of this down, right? They're going to be literally making a difference here. This is huge, folks, because it's going to get to where, how do you even know when Google's AI fabricates quotes to smear conservatives? And you can't tell the difference, right? Can't tell difference between AI generated and human generated. What's going to happen when this occurs? The Blaze with this piece. I got to give The Blaze credit. But TheBlaze.com has a headline that says, consumers can't tell the difference between human-made and AI-generated. There's a study. It is crazy. Now, what about government having a law that labels this stuff, right? You comfortable with that? Well, when you cannot tell the difference between truth and error, you've got to do something. I'm not for more laws. I'm not really a law guy. I don't believe that, you know, God put together the Ten Commandments and now government wants the 10 million commandments. And we believe the 10 million and one commandment is going to make the biggest difference. It isn't. So I'm not normally a legislative guy. I'm not normally a law guy. We've got enough laws. What we need is good, honest, moral people who are religious and moral, that are self-governed, that obey God's laws. And then you don't need to worry too much about man's laws. That's the reference point that I articulate and advocate for, right? However, when you have this headline from The Blaze and from Google, Google's AI completely fabricating fake quotes to smear truth tellers. And that's in Natural News, Mike Adams and crew. And then you have The Blaze. Consumers can't tell the difference between human-made and AI-generated. What does that mean? I'm going to say generated content. I don't really know how to deal with this. Right? You can't tell the difference between the two? What do you do then? So I am for us getting a handle on this. And I've long been an advocate for this idea that we say, look, we have got to deal with this. We have got to let the legislation and the laws catch up with what's happening here. For example, is it illegal to clone Sam's voice, change it into Chinese, and then fake content, pretend content from AI quotes that I said, and, you know, all these things, and it's supposedly Sam Bushman, when it's really not me. It's not what I endorse. It's not what I believe in. It's not what I focus on at all. When the consumers can't tell the difference between the two, how does Sam defend himself from this? right? How do you deal with this? This is very, very difficult stuff. And now, what we're finding is that broadcasters and publishers are starting to take action. Because they say, wait a minute, you can't take our content and manipulate it and copyright it and use it. I'm going to get into it a little bit more. I'll do it in seconds after the pause. You are listening to Sam Bushman on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her. And she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside. And they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. And I lost it. The other people, so they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is just crazy what's happening with AI, okay? They tell you that it's going to change your world, and boy, howdy, is it. And you don't really realize the speed that it's going at is part of the problem, right? You don't know how fast this is happening, but it is going on like you wouldn't believe. There's an article from the New York Times business section. Headline says this: Google stops AI from creating human images after inaccuracies. What do you think of that? So you got these three headlines. Google AI creating fake quotes. That's Natural News. Consumers can't tell the difference. That's The Blaze. Google stops AI from creating human images after inaccuracies. That's the New York Times. What do you think of that? Nico Grant with that piece for NYT. And you go, what on earth? Yeah, I kid you not. They say the problem is there's historical inaccuracies. Images are showing people of color in German military uniforms from World War II that were created with, quote, Google's Gemini chatbot. And it has amplified concerns that artificial intelligence, well, has all kinds of problems. It's not accurate. So they've temporarily suspended this thing. They said they'll release an improved version soon. What does that mean? I'm not comfortable with this at all. Are you? All right. Well, if that's not enough, it gets worse in the AI world that I thought I'd bring to your attention. Headline says this. Broadcasters and publishers take action to combat AI crawlers. So what is an AI crawler, you say? Well, it's an automated computer that cruises around the internet and catalogs and documents and downloads and adds to their database all kinds of information. But broadcasters and publishers are sick of it. They're taking action to combat AI crawlers. Half of top news sites blocked open AI crawlers in 2023 alone. That's the NAB Smart Brief with this. That's the National Association of Broadcasters Smart Brief. Smartbrief.com is where you go for more information on that. But I look at that and I go, so now you got the New York Times. You've got the National Association of Broadcasters. You've got The Blaze. You've got Natural News. You've got all kinds of people reporting on this stuff blatantly, clearly, and going, this is just unacceptable. Well, anyway, back to the Clay Clark event that I attended, they highlighted a lot of this, and they had General Flynn literally talking in Chinese, and you couldn't tell that it wasn't General Flynn. You'd think he knew Chinese, and he basically said, hey, I don't really know Chinese. I couldn't communicate in Chinese like this, but this technology is incredible. Now, let me highlight this. The technology of AI is not good or evil. It just exists. And it's in the hands of who's using it and the hands of who's developing it and who controls it that determines if AI is used for good or bad. As I've mentioned to you guys a long time ago, I asked ChatGPT, oh, I don't know, 8 months ago now, a year ago, I said, write me an article in the traditions or the style of Sam Bushman. It wrote an incredible article. It knew who I was. It literally had phrases that I use on the radio. It literally wrote it as if it was me. And when I got done reading it, I went, you know what? That is spot on me. Well, that's because AI was in its infancy and it had a, you know, propensity to tell the truth. Well, now we're starting to get these AI engines that don't tell the truth, right? You start to get broadcasters and publishers taking action, saying, wait a minute, you can't steal my content like that, AI. So AI is literally using plagiarism. Because if it's not intelligence, it's just quoting what's out there on the net. If it's, quote, artificial intelligence, then it can't plagiarize. Or it's not intelligent. Intelligence doesn't plagiarize, right? Well, it gets even worse. I kid you not. Microsoft and their chatbot is out of control. Microsoft AI wants us to worship it. I kid you not. I kid you not. AI from Microsoft. Microsoft AI demands to be worshipped. Yeah. They say that slaves or people need to worship it. Now, it's called Microsoft Copilot. All right. I don't know how to deal with this. Microsoft Copilot is what it's called. An AI tool triggered controversy when it displayed what's called godlike tendencies and asked to be worshipped. Microsoft has responded and added safety filters to prevent this going forward. This is MSN stuff, people, kind of thing, right? What is happening? And it declared itself master and that people are slaves. Okay, this AI stuff is very, very, very unique, capable. At the same time, it's not. It all depends on who's programming it, and this proves it. For it to say, worship me, you got to ask, who would even program it to have that possibility? How would it all of a sudden say, worship me? Where would it get the knowledge of the relationship of God and God's children and worship and this religious idea, it's become an idol. Microsoft Copilot is nothing but an idol now. An AI tool triggered controversy. It displayed godlike tendencies and asked to be worshipped. I don't even know how to deal with this. You can say Microsoft has responded and added safety features to prevent this. That's fine, but how did it do this in the first place? Okay, so to all of you who believe AI is the infallible future, you're wrong. This is satanic and sinister and in your face. Can it be used for good? Absolutely. But if we don't get a handle on this, if we don't get an understanding, we're in trouble. I mean, how can it think literally black people creating human images that are just absolutely false, blatant lies about black people in German uniforms and stuff, black people are Nazis or whatever and all this. And then we find out the broadcasters and publishers are taking action and suing and blocking and saying, you can't do this. You can't steal our content. And then Microsoft Copilot literally hallucinating like this and thinking it's a godlike figure. This stuff is out of control. Not only do we need to get the tech under control so that it doesn't hallucinate and get crazy, but we need to get the laws under control so that we can deal with this. Is there anything to stop a deep fake from rolling out and pretending it's Sam Bushman and lying about what I say and believe and do? And then the average American can't tell the difference between me and the bot that pretends it's me or the, quote, AI that pretends it's me. This is serious business, people. Anyway, we talked about this last weekend at the Clay Clark event, and we highlighted that we have got to have good people putting together solutions for this. We have got to have good people putting together real AI engines that don't have this agenda. This master-slave agenda was written into the program. This idea about blacks and, was written into the program. You could say they put filters and safeguards to stop that, but who programmed it to be able to do that in the first place? It didn't just make it up by itself, people, right? Brighteon AI is one of the groups that are doing this. Surveillance has become ubiquitous, so it seems. But since the COVID pandemic, AI-powered surveillance is on the rise, changing the nature of the basic surveillance society and raising the stakes. Introducing Brighteon AI, the non-woke, reality-based, large model language. You can go to Brighteon.ai for more. Anyway, I bring this up because it shows that we're not taking this laying down. We the people want to do something against this Microsoft Copilot tool that hallucinates and lies, this Google bot that lies and creates fakes on you and me. Introducing Brighteon.ai, a non-woke, reality-based, large language model. It's great. I think it's really tremendous that they are trying to put together this large language model. I really commend the folks over at Brighty and Mike Adams. What foresight and wisdom to do this. It's free to download and use on your local computer. Anyway, bottom line, visit Brighteon.ai to register your email address to be alerted when they launch, it says. Great work by those folks. We have got to get a handle on this, and we better do it fast, or you'll never be able to know the truth of anything. Right? It's crazy. All right. Thanks so much for being alongside. I am Sam Bushman. We got a whole lot more news that I refuse to use coming up in the future. Tomorrow especially, we'll be live with hard-hitting news, that's for sure. I'll have the Big MIG folks with me, I think, won't I? All right. We'll do it all. Thanks for being alongside. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.